Oh, Torrell nicked in there to steal it from Lee Evans. Up towards the edge of the penalty area, Torrell, and he's found Judge bursting through, and it's 1-0 to Brentford, Alan Judge. Well, Brentford struck so quickly there. Evans caught in possession inside his own half, and as quick as a flash, they were bearing down on the penalty area. Torrell fed it to Judge, who showed great composure to nudge the ball past the advancing Ikemi and into the net, and the goal coming on 28 minutes. Brentford, who've had the monopoly of possession nearly, are now taking advantage with Judge the scorer and picking the ball up from Evans' mistake, and it's Brentford 1, Wolves 0. And another swift counter-attack, play to Pritchard this time, Wolves getting men back, Pritchard has two defenders in front of him, and he's picked out a man on the far side, and it must be 2-0. Stuart Dallas, the substitute, makes it 2-0, and these Brentford counter-attacks threaten to pick off Wolves, and they have done now with 17 minutes to go. A goal that may condemn Wolves to a fourth successive defeat. Pritchard drew two defenders and then found the pass for Dallas, who was unmarked, to stroke it in at the far post. And after 28 minutes of the second half, it's Brentford 2, Wolves 0. And now Brentford pump it forward to the edge of the penalty area. Oh, great touch by Gray, who's trying to set up the chance to shoot. Gray, 3-0. Oh, that was brilliant from the former Wolves schoolboy. And he makes sure of a fourth successive defeat for his hometown club. Took control of the ball, moved it to his right, found the angle to shoot, and absolutely drilled it low past Carl Ikemi. And that has settled the issue. Gray with a fine goal with 8 minutes to go. And it's Brentford 3, Wolves 0. Smith is working hard to try and do something with it for Brentford, and now it's won by Judge into the penalty area, finds Jota, knocks it past Ikemi, and it's 4-0. Another second half collapse for Wolves. Three goals conceded in the last quarter of an hour, and Jota has rounded off what is going to be another heavy defeat. 4-0 in added time. Brentford had so many options in the penalty area, and Jota stroking it in left-footed from a wide angle past Ikemi. And the goals against keep on racking up against Wolves now. 12 in three games, and it's Brentford 4, Wolves 0.
Kenny, what was wrong today? What went wrong, do you think?
I felt that in the first half we played pretty well and were a threat. Gave a very poor goal away, which is not acceptable. Our own throw-in, I've had a bad touch, got caught on the ball, and then didn't recover in terms of the runners. They flooded forward, and Judges finished it very well. Despite that, we're 1-0 down at half time, having had chances in what is quite a close and cagey game. The second half, the more we opened ourselves up, the more Brentford looked like scoring. Our fullbacks are wide, our fullbacks are forward, and our midfield players are running on to try and get that equaliser. And as we went forward, then there were interceptions and quality goals from Brentford that really put the game out of our sight.
Yeah, I can see that makes you're vulnerable as you're trying to get back in the game. But people will look and say this is the second successive game where going into the last 20 minutes, half an hour, it's in the balance and it's all come adrift, and you conceded quite a lot of goals.
Yeah, we did. The goals against Colham is poor, and obviously we're not scoring enough down the other end. They're two basics, and we talked about and worked hard at trying to get the game close today. We needed that game close, and it was for quite a while, but in the second half our defending, our openness has really cost us.
You changed quite a few things today, and a number of players coming in and out. Did you see any effects that you were pleased with?
Yeah, to some degree. I thought Van der Parra had a positive game, and was a threat. We didn't get on the end of some very good crossing opportunities. Frustrating. Scott Goldbourne's come back and had to come off at half time with an injury, but really with a scoreline like that, it's hard to really make any excuses. Our performance today wasn't good enough, and we didn't do the basics well enough. And in terms of then, we've ended up with a 4-0 scoreline.
Are the answers to this run, and I appreciate it's a relatively small number of games, you were going pretty well to before that, are the answers to this run in your squad at the moment?
They have to be. The window is closed, and we had a very experienced side out today. And a lot of league games, there were real young players, probably Evans and Saville, maybe 20, 21. But, looking past that, there was an experienced side and a lot of league games and a good age. And in terms of then taking the responsibility and then, being able to keep a game close, making sure we're in it as we go into the last phase of the game, wasn't there?